They say ambition is what makes you great. But what kind of ambition? Is it the world's drive to do more, have more, be more? Or is it God's steady call to walk faithfully in the assignments he has already entrusted? I had to wrestle with this myself when I first considered creating this podcast. I thought I had to launch big, start a YouTube channel, design slides, and make it look perfect. And that pressure just delayed me for months. But when I finally started in a way that served my current season of motherhood and my boy's schedule, I found a sense of peace when before it was like a windmill that never stopped. I wasn't feeling rushed anymore. Have you ever started something new and suddenly every doubt shows up? Well, that was how I felt when I started this podcast. And the lessons that I've learned along the way has only helped me build on my skills than discourage me. Let me explain this to you. I've recorded parts of my episodes in my car, in the basement. And more than once, I forgot to turn the mic on. Each mistake forced me to pause, revise, and reshape for clarity. And was I upset? Yes, because I only had a few minutes to record before the next thing popped up. But that pause became a gift. It forced me to refine my words for clarity. Well, that's how every project begins. It's never perfect, but messy. And sometimes that mess is what God uses to form us and the message we need to bring forth to share with others. Maybe you felt that way before. You've mapped out a plan, outlined the steps, and maybe even purchased a course to help you. But then that doubt creeps in and fear whispers, "What if what I'm doing is not good enough?" And suddenly, hesitation piles up like laundry and it makes you want to quit. That's not your struggle. It's common for all of us. The world says ambition means push harder, stay busier, never stop. And if you quit, you failed. But if you've tried that, you know it doesn't lead to peace. It just leads to exhaustion, confusion, burnout, and comparison. That's why worldly ambition often feels like driving into fog. You know that the road is still there, but your confidence begins to disappear. But godly ambition is different. It's not about proving yourself, it's about pleasing the Lord in the roles He's entrusted you. And that kind of ambition brings clarity, even when life feels overwhelming. And I'm not saying ambition is wrong, it isn't. But what is it pointed toward? Because without Christ, ambition becomes pressure. With Christ, ambition becomes faithfulness. Steady progress, even in a season that looks messy or interrupted. It's no longer about building a platform, it's about pleasing Him. In family, it's no longer about proving you're the perfect mom. It's about faithfully loving and serving the ones God has entrusted to you. Welcome to the Brand Fusionist podcast, where faith, family, business, and brand strategy don't compete. They fuse together into one unstoppable mission. Whether you're a legacy builder, raising the next generation, a quiet systems thinker, a brand new business builder, or a creative woman navigating your next chapter, you belong here. I'm Magdalena, brand strategist, multi-passionate builder, legacy-minded thinker. I created this podcast because I live in that tension between motherhood message and mission. This is where thoughtful strategy seeks insight through scripture so multi-passionate women can find wisdom and alignment without compromising the people who matter most. Faith, family, future, business with purpose. Let's walk this path together. This episode closes our first series called Faith-Driven Business Foundations. We've walked through mindset, stewardship, entrusted roles, and alignment. And now, episode 5 brings your first breakthrough, moving from confusion to clarity. Because if you stay stuck in confusion, you'll continue a bad cycle and get exhausted. But when you step into clarity, you can finally move forward with confidence. So let's define ambition a bit more. The world says ambition is what makes you great, what drives you, what motivates you. And that sounds great, but let's pause for a second, because what do we actually mean when we talk about having ambition? Well, the dictionary says ambition is a strong desire to achieve something, typically requiring determination and hard work, which doesn't sound bad. But here's where it gets tricky, because the world often twists ambition into something else: self-elevating, comparison-driven, platform chasing. Ambition becomes about proving yourself, or keeping up, or outdoing the woman next to you. And that kind of ambition quickly fuels jealousy and burnout. I'm sure we've all felt this, but never made sense of it, which is why I'm bringing it up to close out this series. The Bible makes this contrast really clear, though. Here found in James 3:16 says, "For where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there will be disorder and every vile practice." But godly ambition, it's steady. It aims to please the Lord. Listen to 1 Thessalonians 4:11, "And to aspire to live quietly and to mind your own affairs and to work with your hands as we instructed you. Okay, the word aspire is another way of saying ambition. They carry a similar meaning. Ambition is the drive and determination to achieve something. And aspire is the longing or aiming toward something higher. Okay, I like to dig deeper on the meaning of things, so hopefully I didn't lose you. It's just something I do when I research and I want to understand. Paul was writing to believers, reminding them to keep living out what he had already taught them. And Paul uses the word aspire. Some translations even say, make it your ambition. But he's urging believers toward a godly ambition. Not ambition for recognition, but ambition for obedience, to live quietly, free from drama, to mind your own responsibilities and not everyone else's, and to work with your hands, to steward faithfully. The Bible doesn't say ambition itself is bad. It says ambition needs direction. If your ambition is self-seeking, it becomes striving, jealousy, and burnout. But if your ambition is God-pleasing, it looks like steady stewardship. In family life, that could mean showing up consistently even when no one applauds your good works. In business, it could mean creating products and services that serve people, not just make the platform look pretty and full of stuff. Get it? That's why 2 Corinthians 5:9 reminds us, so whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. Now that's the kind of ambition we're after. Godly ambition is faithfulness, not flashy. So when you feel restless, ask yourself, is this ambition pushing me to prove myself or pointing me to please the Lord? That clarity changes everything. But what does ambition feel like in real life? Well, for me, it reminds me of fog, how I can see it and not really feel it, but it's deceiving at the same time. I remember driving one morning with my boys and found ourselves in the midst of fog. Fog so thick that it looked like a white curtain. I couldn't see the road lines or even oncoming headlights. That kind of fog. The road didn't disappear, but my confidence did. In fog, sight is blocked, so naturally we shift to other senses. We tend to lean forward. Our eyes widen. We grip the wheel. We slow down. And we even turn the music down just so that we can hear better. We tend to just pay closer attention. Now, fog doesn't change the road, but it does change the perception of what's in front. It doesn't erase the plan of moving forward, but it does test our confidence as we move. That's what worldly ambition feels like, pushing harder, but seeing less. Some drivers even pull over. Sometimes that's wise, but parking in heavy fog can also be dangerous. Those behind you may not even see you, so you have to make the only careful choice. Slow down your speed, increase your attention, and keep moving until you can see again. And confusion lingers in many forms. Like, for instance, fear whispers, what if I fail? Perfectionism pushes and says, not until it's perfect. And then there's noise that distracts. Like, try this, do that, do the thing you just heard on YouTube. Just like fog, it clouds your perception. You know the road is still there, but hesitation just keeps piling on. And that's why you need your first breakthrough, a simple shift that clears the fog and steadies your next step. Life can feel like that when family and business sit heavy on our shoulders and mind. We don't quit our family that God entrusted to us, even if family life feels difficult. But we can adjust how we treat each other, serve each other, and love each other no matter what. And when it comes to business, we can change how we work. Change the business model, reshape an offer, slow down our pace between seasons to have rest. The idea here is we keep moving carefully, trusting the road is still there. Fog also shifts with the time of the day and season. At night, it might be thick, which then makes you rely on sound more than sight. In the morning, it lingers until sunlight cuts through the cloudiness. And midday, clouds can break free a bit and visibility sneaks back in small gaps. Life is like that too. Like a new school year, new schedules, new responsibilities, and in entrepreneurship, we tend to switch business models as we gather new ideas for the new year. Let's not also forget new family seasons where maybe you have an added family member, like a baby or caring for others. And gaps of clarity appear every once in a while. God's word is like those sun rays breaking through, giving us enough light for the next step. Psalms 119, 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." That is just enough light for the next faithful step. So if you've ever thought, why can't I figure this out? Why do I feel stuck? You're not alone. You're just in a fog is what I would call it. And fog doesn't last forever. Relief always comes when light breaks through. Confusion is part of the journey. Maybe you've lost sight of your family's mission statement or the reason why you should be starting that online business. So then the next question is this: will you sit paralyzed or will you keep moving carefully, trusting the road is still there and that God will guide you through it? You also have to keep in mind that maybe now, in this season, is the time to enjoy something you might not have thought you could in a previous season. When you cannot see clearly the direction you need to go, you start to wander and get lost. And you start to wonder and have doubts. Wander and wonder. Let's not get blinded by the fog. And let me share with you today as I walk you through a simple framework called CLEAR. 5 steps to cut through the fog so you can move from confusion into clarity. But before we get there, let me just set this up and break it down for you with what I call the 3 B's. We'll name the block that's keeping you stuck in the fog. Then I'll walk you through the breakthrough that will clear the fog. And then we'll point to the brand vision, which is just a small step you can take today that sets you up for the next season. Okay, ready? So let's name the block. The block is how confusion lingers. Sometimes it shows up as fear. You're scared to choose wrong. Sometimes it shows up as perfectionism. You want the perfect plan before you actually get started on something. And sometimes it's just noise. Too many voices telling you to do different things, or people telling you to do it their way, or too many tasks to figure out, and much more, right? So let me just say this. Fog is not representing failure. It represents something that is clouding your view, your judgment, your perception, your faithfulness. All right, now, here is a breakthrough. Fog doesn't erase the road ahead. It just tests your confidence. So instead of quitting or delaying yourself, instead you can slow down, shift senses, and keep moving with care. In life and in business, that looks like adjusting or readjusting, reshaping the business model you once thought would work, honoring family rhythms with all of your little people, and protecting your health in the process. We don't just throw everything away if you meant for godly ambition. Life itself is hard, and we have a God that is faithful always. Sometimes we need to refine it, appreciate it, and steward it differently, especially when your seasons don't always look the same. So consider the seasons as they come and trust God with the next season while you faithfully walk in this one. This means you don't have to do everything. Are you listening to me? You don't have to do everything. Your first assignment is your family. And once you take care of your home, then ask, what is God preparing you to steward outside of your home? So what do you do with these moments like this? When everything feels messy, delayed, or not how you pictured it, how do we make this practical? How do we live this out? Let's use this CLEAR framework I mentioned that I created for myself, which I hope helps you too. CLEAR is defined in this order: collect, locate, evaluate, align, respond. You might have to hear this again and again to really figure it out, but just listen as I guide you through it and write down questions you might have like a detective would. Because whenever fog rolls in, we need to clear it, metaphorically and literally. So first is C, collect. Collect the commitments. Write down all your current commitments, everything you're responsible for, home, work, church, personal agendas, any kind of service you provide, whether it be voluntary or not. Let me provide some examples for you. It could be job tasks, networking events, maybe a course you recently purchased and you promised yourself you'd finish it as homework, perhaps workouts or health habits, client projects, or church responsibilities. And if you're married or married with kids, you need to consider spouse rhythms, home administration, homeschooling, extracurricular activities, meal prep, and any other ideas you can think of, big or small. If it takes your energy, it goes on the list. Second, L, locate. Locate the lies. Okay, this is going to be a little hard, but you need to circle the items driven by pressure and expectations. You know, the ones that say, I'll fall behind if I don't do this. Or everyone says, I should be doing this. So ask yourself, is this something God is genuinely leading me to do? Or is it just pressure I feel for myself or others? Does this come from God's truth, or is it coming from fear, comparison, or other voices? Is this God's priority for me, or just someone else's expectation? Lies are those thoughts or pressures that sound urgent but don't line up with God's word. They usually leave us anxious, restless, or exhausted. They don't build peace, they build pressure. And lies drain you. Truth strengthens you. God's truth gives you direction, steadiness. Lies don't motivate us in the long run. They just keep us running on fumes because fear and comparison can push you, but they can't sustain you. That's why so many of us end up burned out because we're chasing expectations instead of walking in God's direction. Number three, E, evaluate. Evaluate it with a filter. It just so happens that each of these words that I'm about to tell you starts with the letter F, and so we will call this the F filter. It is faithful, fruitful, fitted, feasible. All right. Faithful. Does it align with Scripture and my entrusted roles? Fruitful. Does it produce peace, service, provision, growth, not just noise and busyness? Fitted. Does it suit my season and responsibilities right now? And feasible. Does it match my capacity? And by that, I mean your time, energy, and not only finances, but your health situation as well. Are you still with me? Because we still have two more letters to go through. So next, number four is A, align. Align the assignments. Here's where you decide keep, reshape, or pause. Keep if it's faithful, fruitful, fitted, and feasible, then it passes the test. Reshape if it's faithful, but not fitted and feasible right now. Perhaps maybe it's not for this season. For example, instead of running weekly coaching calls, you can shift to a monthly Q&A. Or instead of producing a big digital product, you perhaps just start with a one-on-one project. Pause if it fails this F filter in this season. And that's not quitting, that's just wisdom. I want you to think of this like cleaning out your closet. Keep what fits, reshape what could be tailored, and pause what doesn't serve you in this season. And lastly, number five, R, respond. Respond with one step. Don't just think about it, act. Within 24 hours, take one small step. Let me give you some examples. Perhaps you decline one event you don't need to attend to. Maybe you finally finish a book that you just started months ago, or you create a simple meal plan you desperately needed last month. And for moms, set one shared window and one work window. The shared window can be device-free family time, and the work window can be a focused, uninterrupted project block. The idea of shared and work windows is to propose a time block you want to protect to faithfully gain clarity, build, and steward. Clear isn't a one-time fix. It can be used monthly or in season shifts, like when school starts or when a new responsibility lands on your plate. And here's the key: your yes and no are not automatically good or bad. They can both be faithless or faithful depending on the heart behind them. Saying yes could be courage to step into something new or fear of missing out. Saying no could be laziness or wisdom to protect what matters. That's why we measure with the filter first. Busy isn't always bad, but if busy is how you cope, or how you avoid, or how you prove yourself, that's not godly ambition. Godly ambition is faithful stewardship. Now, here is exactly how I use the clear filter myself. Collect the commitments. For me, it was podcast episodes, family routines, homeschooling rhythms, and client projects. To locate the lies, the lie in my head was, if it's not perfect, it doesn't count. Or if I can't keep a Monday release, I'm failing. But was that from God? No. That was just pressure and expectation that I made. To evaluate with faith, was it faithful? Yes. Recording these episodes, even imperfectly, aligned with my role as a steward of this message. Was it fruitful? Yes. Women were still being served, even when it wasn't flawless. Was it fitted? Yes. A podcast fit my season as a mom more than a big YouTube launch. Was it feasible? Yes. I could sustain audio recording for my car, but not video production every week right now. And then I checked in with aligning my assignments. That meant reshaping, letting go of this idea of this YouTube channel right now and choosing to podcast consistently instead. And lastly, respond with one step. So I pressed record, as you can see. Even when it wasn't perfect, even when I was late, my one step was to hit record anyway and to stay consistent weekly, no matter if it was released on Monday. And here's the truth. This role as a podcaster isn't something I just picked up because of pressure or comparison. It's something I believe God entrusted to me in this season to serve you, the listener. And that changes everything. Because yes, people could say, but what about you? You still delayed. You still made mistakes. And what I'd say is, yeah, you're right. But mistakes don't mean I missed God's assignment. It means I'm still learning to steward it faithfully. And since I promised to be real with you, let me take you behind the curtain. At first, I was consistent for the earlier episodes that came out on Mondays, just as I planned. But then life happened, and episode 3 and 4 got posted Tuesday. And now the old me would have gone on a guilt trip and thought, well, I failed. Like, if it's not perfect, it doesn't count. But I may not have hit the exact day every single time, but I will show up every week. And I have to remember that every time you start something new, it's an opportunity to grow and develop skills. I have to remember the mission and not dismiss it just because it didn't work out as planned. Friend, God never asks us for perfect execution. He calls us to faithful stewardship. That's why I can stand here and say this podcast is a role entrusted to me, not because I performed it flawlessly, but because I committed back to Him. Now, this isn't just about productivity. It's about who you are. The world says your worth is in doing more, but Scripture says your identity is already secured. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." That means you don't need the world's permission to do anything. Now here's how fog looks like in different roles. The entrepreneurial fog, trying every strategy at once. And to clear it, pick one offer instead and one social media channel that fits your season and lifestyle. The single woman fog, saying yes to everything because the world tells you busyness equals worth, and also because you believe you have the time for it. To clear it, create a rest schedule and choose one area of growth you can focus on this month, and decline all the extras that will drain you. The married and mom fog, the guilt of being pulled everywhere and feeling like nothing is getting done. To clear it, protect at least one family anchor, like mealtime, bedtime, or family time, and shape your work around it, not the other way around. Fog doesn't lift all at once, but one faithful step at a time clears the way forward. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." When ambition clouds your view, like fog, you don't have to force clarity. You lean into God's word, take one faithful step, and trust Him to clear the road in His timing. That's godly ambition, showing up in faithfulness for yourself, your family, and the people God has called you to serve. Now, let's clear out some lies with quick truths. Ready? This is false belief versus truth. Number one, false. You need permission to rest, create, or start. Truth. God already gave you permission. If He gave you the role, the gift, or the idea, you can start right where you are. He says, "Whatever you do, do it for Me, not for the world." Number two, false. If you don't hustle, you'll fall behind. Truth. You don't have to run faster than everyone else. The pace God sets is the one you can actually sustain, one where your health, your faith, and your family don't get left behind. Jesus says, "Come to Me, I'll give you rest. My way is gentle and light." Number three, false. Success means balancing everything equally. Truth. Life isn't about perfect balance. It's about knowing your season. Some things take priority now, others later, and that's wisdom. Number four, false. If you slow down, you'll miss your chance. Truth. God's timing is never late. Slowing down doesn't mean you're losing out. It means you're making room for the right opportunity at the right time, instead of rushing into the wrong one. Number five, false. Family holds you back from business success. Truth. Family is your first assignment. Family isn't an obstacle. It's a foundation. When your home is steady, your business has deeper roots. Protecting your family roles actually strengthens your impact outside the home. The Bible says, if you don't care for your household, how will you care for God's people? Now, imagine the fog lifts tomorrow. What do you want to see clearly on the road ahead? You can either choose one or bring fusion to the following. Work clarity. Could be one main offer plus one steady channel. Home clarity. Could be protect two family anchors, dinner, bedtime, and with work blocks around them. And personal clarity. A weekly schedule that gives you rest and fuels everything else. This week, pick at least one area, work, home, or personal, and use the clear steps to take your next faithful step. Then share it with a trusted friend and pray over it. Clarity today doesn't stop with you. It flows into your home, your work, and the legacy you're shaping for the next generation. Here is your foundations recap. Episode 1 was about fusion mindset. Episode 2, stewardship and business. Episode 3, entrusted roles and seasons. Episode 4, alignment for your yes. Episode 5, from confusion to clarity. Foundations matter. We don't rush to build a house. We lay a steady base. In our next series, Series 2, we'll talk about vision under God's word, not self-made plans, but spirit-led direction for your season. We'll ask questions like, what am I building towards? What's the mission? What skills do I develop to serve at home and for the people I have been entrusted with? If this episode gave you clarity, would you take 60 seconds to leave a rating? It helps other faithful women find this podcast. And share this with a friend who needs light in their fog. Faith, family, future, business with purpose. This is the Brand Fusionist Podcast.